It's Friday, August 10th, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. August 7th, 2018 marked the anniversary of two genocides against Iraqi Christians, one in 1933, the other in 2014 under ISIS. The Worldview spoke to Claire Evans of International Christian Concern about the 1933 massacre that prompted Dr. Raphael Lemkin to coin the term genocide and raise awareness.
The environment was very politically complex, and there were a number of different moving pieces, but the result was that at least 3,000 Christians were killed beginning on August 7th, and it lasted over a period of several days. 60 villages were razed, and the reports of what actually happened are really quite graphic and brutal.
Evan said that Iraqi Christians have handled the intense persecution in different ways.
Well, every person, they handle it differently. If you just think about it in terms of generations, like 1933, that would be like the age of grandparents who lived through this and experienced it. The older generation, at least the ones that I've interacted with, they are very resilient and they're very focused. They have this perspective of, we've been through this before many times, we're going to survive this again. This is just a way of life. Which is really sad if you think about it, that people would become so used or accepting of that this is the way of life. So that's a very tough thing to deal with. There's also a number of people who, this is their first genocide they've experienced, and they've really struggled with it. You have some who have the pain is just so much and so deep, they can never get back to their home.
Please pray that our church family in Iraq would know the promise of Isaiah 61, verse 3. The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. A report by the Spanish Justice Ministry earlier this year found the number of evangelical churches in the country has grown to over 4,000 last year from 1,400 churches in 1993. Máximo Álvarez, head of in-depth evangelism in Spain, said, quote, "A church and a half is being planted in Spain every week, six churches a month, that is, 82 churches a year," end quote. As God would have it, international pressure on Argentina to legalize abortion failed yesterday. After 16 hours of debate, senators voted 38-31 against a bill allowing unborn babies to be murdered in the womb up to 14 weeks. Currently, abortion is only allowed in Argentina in cases of rape or if the mother's health is in danger. The entire elder board of Willow Creek Community Church in Chicago, Illinois, including executive pastor Heather Larson, announced yesterday that they are resigning over the Bill Hybels sex abuse scandal. Missy Rasmussen, one of Willow Creek's female elders, said in a statement, quote, "While Bill Hybels was our founder and pastor, he was human, broken, and self-admittedly sinful. We believe that his sins were beyond what he previously admitted on stage, and certainly we believe that his actions with these women were sinful. He resisted the accountability structures we all need. We as a board know Willow needs and deserves a fresh start, and the entire board will step down to create room for a new board. This board replacement process will start promptly and proceed in waves to ensure an orderly transition with all current elders leaving by the end of the year," end quote. The resignations follow new accusations against Hybels made by Pat Baranowski, who told the New York Times on Sunday that while living and working with the Hybels family, Hybels repeatedly undressed her, groped her, and engaged inappropriately with her. The United States Army charged Chaplain Scott Squires with dereliction of duty last week for telling a lesbian soldier he would not recognize homosexual unions for religious reasons. First Liberty Institute, representing Squires, called the Army's actions a form of, quote, "aggressive anti-religious hostility," end quote. You can join a petition organized by the American Family Association to support Squires, linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. California lawmakers are considering multiple pro-death measures. Senate Bill 320 would require public universities to offer free or low-cost medical abortions to students. And yesterday, senators passed Senate Bill 282, which legalizes aiding, advising, or encouraging assisted suicide, reports Life News. Meanwhile, God's fires continue to burn in the state of California. The Mendocino Complex fire in Northern California covers over 300,000 acres, the largest wildfire in modern California history. First Lieutenant Marina Hurl is now the first woman to lead a Marine Corps infantry platoon of 35 men in combat exercises, reported the New York Times yesterday. Also, the U.S. midterm elections this week have brought a record number of women nominated for U.S. House seats and governor's offices, including former Michigan State Representative Rashida Tlaib, set to be the first Muslim woman elected to Congress. Isaiah 3:12 says, "My people, infants, are their oppressors, and women rule over them. Your guides mislead you, and they have swallowed up the course of your paths." As children head back to school in Tennessee, a new law requires all public schools to display the national motto, "In God We Trust." You can thank Republican Governor Bill Haslam for signing the bill in April by calling 615-741-2001. That's 615-741-2001. Republican Congressman Mike Bost of Illinois and his wife Tracy deliver about 100 prayer cards a month to the White House from people around the country through Frontline Family Ministries, reports CBN News. It began when Tracy set up a P.O. box for people in their district to send prayer notes and scripture to President Donald Trump. While at a bill signing, Trump told the Bosts, quote, "Prayer cards. We use those. It's amazing that people are willing to put these together," end quote. Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 2, 1-2, "I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence." You can write a brief prayer and include a scripture for President Trump on a 3x5 index card. Send it to Encourage Prayer Movement, P.O. Box 134, Murfreesboro, Illinois, 62966. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, August 10th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.